everyone, and welcome to another episode of PodNuts Pro. I am your host, Marvin B. I want to thank you all for staying up late and watching this live show on a Wednesday evening. The sun is down here in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, but I think we've got a different type of scenario for my guest, Chris Reed, who is on the other side of the world. Chris, hello.
Even better, Marvin. I'm coming to you from the future. It's Thursday morning here.
Thursday morning. Wow. And for the listeners that are watching, where are you at right now?
I'm in the southern capital of Vietnam, Ho Chi Minh City.
Oh, my. All right. So you are awake and refreshed and ready to go?
Just pumping my coffee and ready to drop some knowledge bombs for your listeners.
And I'm having water because I can't have anything with caffeine this late. Or the wife will be quite upset when I get home. So, all right, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that are joining us for the very first time, PodNuts Pro is a podcast for technicians, whether you are a solo tech, computer repair store, IT professional, managed service provider. We hope to provide you with information about products, stories, and tips to help you grow your business, make it better, stronger, faster. One of those things that I know a lot of us don't do, and I have a nickname that is No Marketing Marv. Chris, you probably didn't know that, and I'll explain that a little bit later. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today with Chris, and he will help us out. Chris actually has worked with somebody that we all know and have met, and I hope you all have his books, many books, Mike Michalowicz, and that was one of the reasons I said, if this guy works with Mike Michalowicz, then I've got to get him to come on the show and talk about that with us. So, Chris, let me do a couple of announcements first, and then we'll get right into it. I need to let everybody know that, we've got an upcoming show. We are going to be doing a Friday Nooner this Friday with Corey Fruitman. Those of you that know him from Instant House Call, he is coming on for a special show, and he is going to be doing something for the month of November that I think you all will be very interested in. So tune in Friday at noon to see Corey and to hear about what he will be doing special in November. I also want to do a little bit of an ask for people. So I've been trying to put together this series on networking where I was going to review all of the Fluke and NetAlly diagnostic tools that I have, and I wanted to do a Fluke versus the world demonstration, and I've reached out to some of the manufacturers of the other tools, and I was hoping to get some in my hands where I could do cable testing, network discovery, network diagnostics, and kind of compare tools. But I haven't really got anybody to send me any, whether, give me one or loan me one or something like that. So I'm going to put out a request to those of you out there in PodNuts world. If you have access to a tool that you would either let me borrow, or if you know somebody that can lend me one or where I can get one, what I don't want to do is I don't want to pay for one on Amazon, play with it for a week, and then send it back. Just feels a little slimy to me. So I want to do this the right way. I either want to get the tool or I want to borrow one from somebody that already has it, preferably have somebody on the show that uses it and we can talk about it. But I'm going to put that out there. I'd like to start doing those shows. My goal originally was to do it before the end of the year, but if it takes us a little time to get scheduled and settled, I'll start them at the beginning of the year. But I'm going to do 3 or 4 shows strictly on networking with the handheld tool. So I want to do that. And everything else can wait because I want to get to our guest. And let's see. So, Chris, before we get started with the main topic, I'd like to try to find a little news story that is relevant to either the tech world or to the guest or something. And I found a story today, and the title was Small Biz Owners Take Advantage of Targeted Marketing to Reach Your Audience. And I think this is something we always have trouble with. And one of the things that they mentioned in the article was they were focusing on basically Facebook and social media. And yeah, Facebook and Google to identify and market to the audience that was most likely to be interested. And they give all the little tips that I'm sure you and I will go over, but did you get a chance to look at that? And is that article, is it on target or is it kind of just little fluff?
So I got two messages on that. One is the author that you mentioned just before, Mike Michalowicz, who's fabulous. And I really, really suggest every business owner read his books. They're fabulous. Like the two ones that really transformed my business. One was Profit First, about how to have a profitable business. Like that's the main thing. Like, you know, in fact, I was listening to a podcast with Jay Abraham this morning, and he's like just talking about like, you can, most businesses focus on increasing their revenue, but if you increase your efficiency and your profitability, like there's just so much more in that. Like that's what everything's about, profitability. Who gives a crap how much revenue you have? It's how much you take home at the end of the day that matters.
Right.
And his other book is Clockwork, about how to build a business that does not revolve around you. I'm not quite there yet. I can take a little holiday and business churns along quite nicely, but yeah, it doesn't just grow without me quite yet, but it's on the way. The service delivery part is. And his book is about like uses the analogy of a beehive. The most important bee is the queen bee, and the queen bee doing her role of making other little worker bees is the most important part of the hive. And everyone needs to protect the queen bee. And so like, what is the queen bee role in your business? In our business, in my business, it's our SEO analysts doing billable hours for our clients. If they're doing anything else, if they're in, you know, internal meetings or doing emails or whatever, stuff that's not billable, that they're not making the company money and they're wasting their time. And so we need to like analyze what they're doing and make sure they do that. If you do IT services, anytime that you're not doing IT services and billable hours, you're wasting your time. So if you're reading articles on marketing, you might be learning something, but like, really, are you going to be a marketing professional? This stuff is bloody hard. Like, you know, I even use a Profit First accountant. I really, really highly recommend having a Profit First accountant. They help you make sure that your business is profitable and use Mike's strategies, which are fabulous. And, you know, I understand accounting to some level. You know, my accountant, you know, puts it in layman terms so I don't feel like a total idiot. But, you know, like, why bother learning this stuff when she's a professional and it's going to beat the pants off you and it's so much cheaper and easier? And the negligible amount that I pay her in regards to the value that she brings to my business, it's like, why the hell would I learn that when I can go and service one of my customers and make more revenue than that and pay for that? So it's the same thing. It's like, if you're in IT services, you should be doing IT services.
Right. Absolutely. Yep. And just to let everybody know, we've linked to his books before, the ones that you just mentioned. Also, The Pumpkin Plan, which is the book that we all started with. So I will once again put those links in the show notes, so be sure to visit those. And you know what? Let's forget the news article unless you really have something. Go ahead.
I do. I have some interesting things about that too. So what they're talking about is targeted marketing. And that is interesting. Like, but you've got to think about most types of marketing are what's called interrupt marketing. You're interrupting people that want to be doing anything else.
Right.
Whether it's a TV ad, they want to be watching a TV show. They don't want to be watching your ad. Whether they're flipping through the newspaper, they want to be reading news articles. They don't want to be looking at your ad. Same as Facebook, same as YouTube. You know, like people want to be doing anything else. That's where search is very different. Someone's actively searching for what you do. They're not like looking at Facebook or the YouTube, looking at cat videos. They're going to Google and they're looking for IT services near me. You know, like they're actively searching for exactly what you do. And that's the best type of marketing you can ever have, because that person's ready to spend right now. No one is searching IT services for fun. You're not doing it on the weekend. You know, a really good example of why that beats Facebook marketing. A couple of weeks ago, I was sitting on the terrace drinking coffee, just playing with my phone, flicking through Facebook. And I saw this great ad for copywriting. And I love copywriting. You know, it's what I do all day long. And, you know, I clicked on the ad, saw his stuff, went, yeah, that's really cool. I'll buy his product. I didn't have a credit card with me. I couldn't buy his product. So, like, not only did this guy have to pay for the ad, I couldn't become a customer. His sales funnel was great, but I wasn't in a position where I could buy. Where had I been at my computer typing sales funnel, copywriting courses, I would have had my credit card with me. I'd be ready to buy. So the same as if you do get your ad in front of the right person for IT services, yeah, they might be waiting for a bus or like waiting for a friend at a cafe. They're not in a position to even buy your services. That the person that's at their computer searching IT services, they want what you have. They're ready to spend money now.
I get that. I had a call today where somebody was trying to delicately say this. They were in a bind, let's say that, and they were needing help right then and there. And that was the type of thing where she found us. And first of all, she was happy that we picked up the phone. So I'm not sure how many people she called before us that either didn't pick up the phone. And she was just happy to hear a voice. And I was able to talk with her within a couple of minutes, finished up another call. And you're right. If, you know, that's not marketing in a sense that I had to hope that somebody called me. Somebody really called looking for services. So I get that.
So that's a big mistake that a lot of people make with a website too, is they don't capture those leads very well. Like for one, they make websites all about them and no one cares about you, right? Like people are typing into Google their problem. They go, my computer's broken. How to fix my computer, Fort Lauderdale, or, you know, IT services, Fort Lauderdale. They're searching for their problem. And so the first thing that has on your website shouldn't be, hey, I'm Marvin and I've been doing this stuff for 30 years. No one cares about that. First thing needs to be, is your computer broken? You need help fixing your computer? Needs to clearly state straight away that you can fix their problem. Then you need to build a bit of trust by going, yeah, okay, like I am a credible guy that can do this, and then lead them to take action. And often a call is too much. You know, people, it depends on the industry. Like, you know, emergency plumber, that is the great call to action because someone's toilet's broken and they need a plumber right now. But like usually in an industry like mine, it's getting someone on a phone, or we work a lot in real estate, getting someone to book a call straight away, it's too much. You know, what you want to have is what's called a lead magnet. So like what we usually do in real estate is like, you know, if they're selling a house in Fort Lauderdale and someone's searched, you know, how to sell my house in Fort Lauderdale, realtor Fort Lauderdale, you know, we'll have a guide, how to get 20% extra on your house, or how to sell your house fast, or how to not make these five main mistakes. And someone gives you their contact details. You give them this guide. They then, you know, can read it and see, hey, this guy really knows what they're talking about. They build that authority. And that's when you can move them towards becoming a customer. And that's the purpose of a website, is to generate leads.
All right. So the reason that this news article jumped out at me is one of the things that it talked about in the very beginning was choose your platform. And it talked about Facebook, and it talked about, you know, Messenger, Instagram, Twitter, and all of that. And one thing that I've heard over and over, Facebook ads are being pushed, but Facebook ads aren't working.
Well, I mean, Facebook ads work, or Facebook would not be worth anything. Same with Google ads. They work, or Google would not be worth anything. Almost, you know, it's over 95% of Alphabet, the parent company of Google, over 95% of their revenue comes from ads. Like, so they clearly work. But even with Google search ads, it's only 2 to 6% of people click on ads. So at the high end, it's 94% of traffic goes to the organic. Mm. So like if you're not there, you're missing out. I'm certainly not a Facebook ads guru, and I don't try to be or pretend to be, because it is a whole different ballgame. All different advertising is different. But yeah, like, and the same with radio and TV, it's a different ballgame, and you need a different budget and a different what you're trying to achieve. You know, like Coca-Cola, they, you know, advertise everywhere. You see Coke ads all around the world. It clearly works, or they would stop doing it. You know, and Coca-Cola, yeah, they're not going out of business anytime soon. But most companies don't have Coca-Cola's marketing budget or their profitability. I mean, you think about how much does it really cost to put some sugar in some water? You know, not a whole lot. So like they can spend a ridiculous amount on advertising and still be profitable. With IT services, that's a whole different thing. You need to make sure that you understand what's your average customer worth, what's the lifetime value of your customer, and how much can you pay to acquire a customer. You know, like if you're not measuring that stuff, it's really tricky. Like my wife just opened a new restaurant. And so one thing we need to predict is what's the average value of a customer? Like because it's a local restaurant, right? Most people come back and again and again and again. It's the local community. So even if you spend the whole amount of the revenue for the first visit to get a new customer in, well, what's their lifetime value? They keep them back for years. So you know, even if they spend $20 on a meal and it costs you $30 to get that customer in the door, it can be really, really worth it as long as the lifetime value is there.
Right.
So these are the things that you need to calculate with marketing.
Okay. Now, before we go on, I want to take a little bit of time and do a disclaimer for the listeners. For those that have been listening and watching now, Podnuts Pro for a while, you've noticed that I've not had anybody that came anywhere close to marketing for over a year. And I want to let everybody know that I talked with Chris about this before the show. And if you've not heard this show, then you don't know that about a year and a half ago, we had somebody in our industry sneak into our community and claim to be a market guru and said all the nice buzzwords and talked a great game, had a lot of hype, a lot of charisma, and for the most part, and you know, people don't really want to talk about this, but this is a big part of what's happened in our industry. For all practical purposes, scammed people out of money and took money, threw up some crappy Facebook ads, and that was one of the triggers for me as to why that article is, you know, and these weren't really great ads. They were like, have a great day. Here's a cup of coffee. And I mean, it was just cartoonish type things. So it took us a while to get past that. So I just wanted to put that disclaimer out there, let people know that, you know, we are doing our due diligence. Chris Reed knows what he's doing. He's been doing this for quite some time, worked with some very reputable people. So just that disclaimer out there. And
That's one of the things, Marvin, is like marketing is really difficult, right? It's not easy. If it was easy, everyone would be doing it. And marketing is the difference between a small struggling company and a big company. Like, you know, that's how you grow to be a big company, by getting your marketing right. And it's so valuable. And that's what most business owners don't understand, or they would be doing it. Like, I tell you, you know, we do SEO on our own website, and holy crap, do we generate leads. Like I was telling just before we started the recording, like my week has been smashed. My calendar is so full. Like last night I did a strategy delivery to a big customer who said, yep, cool, let's go and implement it. And I like struggled to find the time to like book him in for an next call to like get him started. You know, it's like people want to be throwing money at us all the time. And I'm like, I don't have time on my calendar. That's what having a great marketing plan does for you. Like the truth is, and that most businesses fail, and they don't fail because people have crappy products or services. They fail because they can't get enough customers. And so if you have a constant stream of new revenue coming in, you can screw up everything else in business. It was actually Larry Page, the co-founder of Google, that said, revenue cures all problems. And it really does. Like knowing that you got more customers coming in than going out, like you're going to live to fight another day. And that's the whole purpose of business.
That sounds very similar to winning covers up a lot of crap. If you're talking, you know, football, basketball, I'm a big sports guy. So they always talk about the fact that winning covers up a lot of problems. If you're not winning, all those problems are exposed and people are chatting about them and fighting about them. I guess the same with your business. If, you know, if revenue is not coming in, you've got to start looking at why. What's happening that's not getting that revenue in? Is it, you know, is it the marketing? Is it the services? Is it the customers? Is it the, you know, the people skills, all that stuff?
A big problem that people have is that they don't have a plan. Like, you know, when I started business, I didn't know anything about business and I didn't know what I was doing or where I was heading. I just was dabbling around and went, oh my God, before I knew it, I had a business. And that's how a lot of businesses start. And I just recently read a book by Michael Hyatt called The Vision Driven Leader. And he's got a really great process on like how to build a 3-year plan. And with our core team, we spent the time and energy to do that. And we've got the financial models in place, like how many leads do we need to generate? How many sales do we need to close? Like how many people do we need to hire? What people at what time? And like, it gave us such clarity on the business, exactly what we're trying to achieve. And you know, we've got a pretty significant team and we have a monthly call where we all get together. It's pretty hard to get everyone together. We have a great office here in Saigon, but we got lots of remote staff as well. So we have a monthly call where we review how the last month was. And we look at, this is our goals for the quarter. This is our goals for the year. How are we tracking along that? And man, it really inspires the troops. You know, they love to see it, but it gives us clarity where we're going. And most businesses don't have that. Had I known how important that was, I would have done it when I started, you know, because you know exactly where you're heading. It's a lot easier to get somewhere if you know where you're trying to get to.
Right.
And that's the same with marketing, right? Like, you know, often when I have a call with someone, I go, okay, so what do you want? And they go, I don't know, more customers. You know, how many more? Like, do you want 10? Do you want 100? Do you want 1,000? Like, because, you know, a very common question is how much is SEO? And so, well, you can spend unlimited money. Like, you know, same with Facebook ads. Facebook will take your money all day long. You know, there's more money that Facebook will, you know, burn up all your credit cards. No problem. Like, but what are you trying to achieve? Like, how many customers do you want? Because that's what it needs to be. And how much can you spend to acquire a customer? That's what, you know, it needs to come back to. Because, you know, whether you spend $1,000 or $10,000, it's, are you getting a return on that? How many customers do you need to support that $10,000? Like, if you're selling a $10 widget or a $100 widget, you can spend very different amounts of money on acquiring a customer.
So let me ask a question in terms of, so from my perspective, so when I've heard people talk about marketing, one of the first questions that always gets asked is, well, how much are you looking to spend? And it sounds like that's not the first question that should be asked.
Yeah, so we, like, that's not what we ask, because why would they want to spend anything? I don't want to spend anything. Like, you know, like, I want to keep that money for myself. What I always ask is, where do you want to be? Where would you like to be in 12 months from now? And quite often they don't know, because they don't know enough about their market. Like, you know, big businesses, when they launch a new product, they go and do consumer research. They go and ask people, and then they do little tests, because they've got massive budgets to be able to do this stuff. You know, like, even Facebook rolls stuff out in New Zealand, because New Zealand's a good little test market. And, you know, it's English speaking, and, you know, it's isolated. But, it, you know, if you screw something up, it doesn't really affect the rest of the world. So poor little New Zealand gets lots of test markets all the time. But often what we do is I'll have an initial call with them and go, what do you want? And they'll go, I don't know, more. And so then I show them how we work. And we start every customer the same way, by doing an audit of their website, seeing what's wrong with their website, why it's not ranking, looking at their target market and showing them, this is how many people that are searching for your services. Like an interesting thing is one of our newer customers, he sells cannabis products in the US and in Australia, sorry. And he's got really lofty goals. He wants, like, this huge business, and we're like, there's not that much search volume. Like, Australia is not that big a country. It's 22, 23 million people. And it's like, you know, California is three times the size or something. You know, it's like, you can't get that much revenue through your website if there's not that many people searching for it. Like, we can only hit this target. We can certainly make him a lot of money, but his goals are bigger than the market. But most people don't know the market. And so that's what we'll start off with, is go and do some initial research for them. Go, Okay, Marvin, so there's, you know, 1,000 people a month looking for IT services in your area every single month. You know, that's your market, and that's what we can capture. Then you have, like, more informational content that's, like, wrapped around it. So a good idea of that is, like, you know, we work a lot in real estate, so I have real estate at the top of mind. But people might be looking at, like, you know, buying a house in Fort Lauderdale, those sort of keywords. You know, house prices, things like that. But then you can have informational type keywords around, you know, what are the best schools in Fort Lauderdale? Or, you know, does Fort Lauderdale have a soccer club? Things like that. You know, which is someone that's interested in moving to Fort Lauderdale and they're going to buy a house. So, you know, that's how you can get them in that way. So you have your direct keywords, and then you have more informational keywords. But understanding your market is, like, really, really crucial to building a solid SEO strategy. And knowing what you're trying to achieve is the only way to get to success.
All right. So you hit a phrase there that I've heard over and over again. Everybody does talk about keywords, and, you know, get the right keywords, throw as many keywords as you can in here, and, you know, throw every keyword in for IT services, MSP, managed services, computer repair, get all the keywords in. But there's a little trick that I'm not going to say I do, but everybody talks about, I need the trick as to which keywords to use, because apparently just throwing all of them up against the wall doesn't work. So is that what you're talking about in terms of doing that research and finding out, you know, what's actually being searched? And I should probably do a follow-up to that, because the next thing is, well, can I just do that myself? Can't I just find out the keywords and do it myself?
Yeah. So, like, I mean, do you really want to get lost in the minutiae is one thing, but, like, doing keyword research, it's damn hard. Like, doing it right is really tricky. Like, we have all kinds of customers. One of our most recent customers from this week sells pet carriers. And in fact, she manufactures pet carriers. And one of her resellers is our customer. And she's like, that reseller sells a crap load more of my pet carriers than I do. And so she asked them, who does your SEO? And she's like, well, contacted us. And she's like, man, they sell so much of my products. I want to sell as much as they do. So it was a pretty easy sale. Mm. But when one of our juniors who did the initial keyword research sent it through, he like had all the pet carriers and the dog pet carriers, but he like missed the cat stuff, which like, you know, seemed pretty obvious to me. But thankfully, one of our senior guys that checked his work, you know, caught it up and went, here's all this other keyword research, because he was focused on dogs, because probably because the reseller that we work with is a dog company. And so that might have got him on the track. But it's like getting keyword research right is really tricky. Like, and it's what you should do before you do anything. It's before you build a website, before you do a podcast episode, before you do an article, before you do anything. You should understand what you're trying to rank it for. Like, for instance, I guest on podcasts quite a lot, and often we'll provide what we call a single page optimization for the podcast host. So we'll write content for their website, and we do that so that we get a really great backlink back to us that's really niche relevant and helps our website rank. You know, it's certainly good for the podcast host, but it's good for us as well, which is why we do it. And we have to go and look at what's a keyword that their website can rank for based on its domain authority and based on the keyword's competitiveness that's going to be valuable for us. Like you mentioned, Mike McAllowitz, I was on his podcast about a year ago. It was November last year. We don't particularly want to rank for SEO type keywords, because people searching SEO, they want to learn about SEO, and that's not our customer. We want to get in front of business owners. They're going, how do I get more customers? That's our potential customer. And so we made an awesome article on Mike's website about, in fact, I've got it right near me. How to attract and find customers online, which is exactly what our potential customers are searching for. And so that's great for Mike, because, you know, it generates traffic to his website and he gets new listeners all the time. And it still gets us customers. In fact, like last month, we got two awesome customers from that podcast. It's 10 months on and we're still getting customers from it. And that's the beauty of like good marketing.
Certainly, because I found it, you know, and it was a year ago, and I was looking for you and came across Mike, a name that I knew because I've met Mike, got his books, and that works. So kudos to that.
Yeah, thank you. So one thing that we didn't really mention there is like how you rank in Google, right? So I mentioned the keyword domain authority, and domain authority comes from how many people are linking to your website. Because the thing is, anyone can write any crap they want on the internet, and you know, how does Google trust what you say? They have to trust by, you know, who's linking to you. And that's called a backlink. Sorry, my voice is starting to die. I have had laryngitis all week and it's running out of steam. But there's this fabulous article by Ahrefs, who's a really industry authority in SEO. And you know, the title of the article is 90.63% of content gets no traffic from Google. So nearly 91% of content gets no traffic from Google. And this article is really long and it goes into detail. And it even shows that 0.21% of content, they analyze 2 billion pieces of content, and 0.21% gets more than 1,000 visitors a month. So it's so few. And the article's really long and verbose and explains everything. But it's basically, if no one's linking to you, then Google doesn't care about you and will not rank you. So like, that is the secret to ranking Google, is having people link to you, having good quality, big backlinks.
Okay. So of course, the question everybody's going to want is, well, how do I do that? Because when we set up a website, all we're thinking about is how do we drive traffic to the site? But if you're talking about having people link to the site, I mean, without giving away, you know, your secret sauce, your trade secrets, you know, giving away stuff for free.
It's quite fine. It's like the reason that it works, right, is it's hard to BS. Like, it's really hard to get other people to link to you. You have to have a great website. You have to have a reputation. You have to provide value. That's why it works, right? Because you can write any crap you want on your website. Google can't stop you. But you can't make other people link to you. And people aren't going to, like, give you their reputation and their trust if you don't have a good website. And that's why it works so well.
Right. But are you talking about having, like, other businesses, like, literally put a link to your page? Or are you talking about reference your page? Are you talking about 100%, Yelp reviews?
If you want to rank in Fort Lauderdale, like, the more businesses you have in Fort Lauderdale that are linking to you, the better. If you want to rank for IT support keywords, the more IT support businesses that link to you, the better. A big reason that I do podcasting a lot, for one, it gets our message directly in front of the audience, which are our potential customers, which is fabulous. But, you know, we want the backlinks. That's what helps us rank. Like, you know, as I mentioned, we work a lot in real estate. I go on real estate podcasts all the time, because what better backlink can you have than a real estate podcast if you want to rank for real estate keywords? Because Google sees the relevance, because who knows better than that? Like, if you want to rank for real estate keywords and you got a butcher linking to you, it's like, well, that doesn't make much sense. You know, the more niche relevant they are, the better. So the more, you know, if you're looking for location based keywords, the more, you know, they are in your location, the better. But, you know, if you're looking for a niche keyword, the more they're in your niche, the better.
All right. So I guess help me out here, because I was thinking direct links, but you mentioned backlinks. So what is the difference between traffic being driven to your site or a link to your site and a backlink? What really is a backlink?
So a backlink is just a link from one website to another. It's the link coming back to your website. So they're called outbound links, the links that you have on your website that link to other websites. And a backlink is a link that's coming back from a website to your website.
Okay. So like Yelp, I'm assuming, is a type of thing where you would get backlinks from Yelp or something like that? Or are we talking something completely different?
Anything that anyone else can do is not that valuable. Like, if you have a link from Twitter or Facebook, it's not that valuable, because like, anyone can do it. You know, unless, you know, Donald Trump's tweeting about you, then a tweet is not very valuable, because anyone can do it, right? Google's looking for links that not everyone could do. Like, you know, I do hope that you're going to give us a link from your website. And like, I have to be on your podcast, right? I have to like put in the work to get that backlink. And that's why it's valuable, right? Because you can't BS it. You have to like put in the effort. And so like, if you provide people with content or whatever, then then they'll link back to you.
All right. So you made an interesting point, and so I understand the backlink, but here's what I don't understand. The world right now is full of people on social media trying to get as many followers as they can on Twitter, on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, which I don't understand TikTok. But everybody's talking about, if you're a business, you need to get on TikTok. But if you're saying that those types of places Google really doesn't care about, why the fuss?
Google doesn't care about them at all, because they can't see the data, so they don't know. But you need to think about, where are your customers? Are your customers on TikTok? If they are, then get the hell on TikTok and get in front of them. But I guess if you sell IT services, your customers aren't on TikTok. You know, they're 16-year-old girls. You know, if you sell, you know, dresses for 16-year-old girls, that's probably a great place to be. Same with Facebook. Like, if that's where your customers are, go. But I bet you that there's more people searching for IT services on Google than they are searching on Facebook. So get in front of them. It's most of your customers probably as well, but it's pretty hard to weed out, your customers between everyone else. Who needs IT services at what time? Even if you put an ad up, their computer's not broken today. They don't care about you today. How are you going to time it so perfectly that their computer broke today and you get your ad in front of them? It's going to be impossible. Where if they're actively going to Google to search, fix my broken computer, that's the time they have a broken computer, and that's when you want your message to be there.
All right. So it sounds like, of course, Google search, apparently that's the place to be. So you want to get your page, your message, as high up on the Google rankings as possible.
For sure. I mean, that's what's going to convert better. As I mentioned before, paid ads definitely work, or all these companies wouldn't be so valuable. But when someone's actively searching for something, they're a buyer that's ready to buy. And you got to think about the search intent. What are the keywords they're using? A good example. Sorry, my voice is dying.
I hear it.
Is smartphone. If someone's searching smartphone, what are they searching for? Who knows? Where if someone's searching Samsung or iPhone, it's a lot, it's niched down a lot already. But if someone's searching how to buy a secondhand iPhone 4 on the south side of Chicago, that's a really long tail keyword. And the search volume for that will be incredibly small. But if you sell secondhand iPhone 4s on the south side of Chicago, well, damn, you're going to get that sale. So niching down and getting those long tail keywords that really highly targeted for your business, they're so easy to rank for. And what your biggest customers are. What are the ones that are most profitable? What are the ones that spend the most money? What are they searching for? Work those out and get your message in front of those. It's usually really, really easy. And, that's where you get the biggest bang for your buck.
All right. Let me give you a little bit of a break and try to get a time for your throat to recover, get a drink, a lozenge or something. I want to quickly tell everybody how you and I came to meet each other. So I had a gentleman by the name of Rafi Jamgachian on the show, probably 3 months ago, who actually got us in touch with somebody else who wanted to do some stuff for Podnuts Pro. And because Podnuts Pro, the podcast, is a part of Podnuts, I really don't have much control over it. Door-to-Door Geek, our owner, does. And so Adele, I could not give her anything. But then she brought your name up as somebody that could help with SEO. And we talked about getting onto the podcast and doing that. So that's how you and I came to be. But I want to take a little bit of time, and I don't know how long we can go based on your voice, but you didn't just start out with this. You actually came from our industry kind of in a roundabout way. So I know you were a software engineer, so you've been in the tech industry. Is that where you started, or what's your history, and how did you get to doing this?
Yeah, so I studied software engineering at university. Two places you can work and make the most money in software is Silicon Valley or working in finance. And I went the finance route, moved to London, got paid a bucket load of money for soul-destroying work, making billionaires more money, which it was a good experience, but it's not the greatest work. But the global financial crisis came around 2008, took my job away, just like everyone else I knew in finance, which kind of sucked at the time, but thankfully I'd saved up a few bucks. So I spent the next couple of years traveling the world and trying to work out what the hell am I going to do with my life, because there was no jobs to be had. And being a computer geek, I built an online game, and I didn't build it because I knew anything about business or wanted to get into business. I was just being a geek and building a website, learning some new stuff. And then I was like, well, how the heck do you get people to a website? And so that's when I started looking about what SEO is, and that's when I discovered what backlinks are, and I went, holy crap, I built a bunch of backlinks to the website, it shot up in the rankings, we generated a heap of traffic. I went, I'm sitting on a gold mine here. And man, I ditched the website, I ditched the game, I built a bunch of websites to sell backlinks and been doing it ever since.
Okay. All right. So what was the game you tried to build?
I mean, it was really just because I was learning some software. The game's called Mob Warrior. I'm not even sure if we own the domain anymore. I never finished it. I got too excited about doing what I've been doing. You know, it's been on my to-do list to finish off, but that's been for about 10 years now. So I don't know if it'll ever get there.
Well, you know, the trend now is going back to the old school arcade games. So does it resemble any of those?
Yeah, I mean, it was nothing too exciting. Okay. It was really just me trying to learn, because working in banks, right? Like, they all have desktop applications because you don't want to be connected to the internet, because if you're not connected to the internet, no one can hack you.
Right.
And so I wanted to learn web technology. So I was just learning web programming.
Okay. All right. And the name of your business, Ardor SEO.
That's correct. It says on the tin what we do. Ardor means to do something with passion, with fire, and SEO is, well, search engine optimization.
All right. Pretty simple, pretty straightforward. So I will definitely, of course, put a link to your site in there. Is there, let's see, I want to make sure that we get your voice in there. Is there anything else that we went through a ton of stuff? Is there anything else that you'd like the listeners to know? Any, you know, nuggets you want to give them to say, hey, take this stuff seriously, do your research, and if you need help, call us.
The biggest reminder, well, the one is they do need help, but most people just don't understand how good it can be. Like, you know, I struggled for business for a long time. Like, I didn't know what the hell I was doing. And like, we ate our own dog food and we do our own marketing. And man, like, I have trouble sleeping because my calendar is so damn full. Like, we have customers lining up. I live in Vietnam, which is the opposite hours of the US. And so I have late calls and early calls every day. And then I have the middle of the day off to go yoga and get a massage. So it's not too bad.
All right.
But I like my life pretty good. But man, you don't know how good it is when you got like just customers lining up. Like, yeah, it's great. And you know, if you want to have a business that you don't have to worry about where your next customer is coming from, you can Google the coolest guy in SEO and you'll see me. Or you can go to ardorseo.com, that's ardorseo.com/podnats, and you'll see a nice little video there where I'll explain you what I'll do. And if you put in your details, I'll make a video review for you. So I'll personally do a video of your market, show you how many people are searching for your products and services, and I'll show you some simple things that you can change yourself on your website to get your message in front of where these people are actively looking for exactly what you do to predictably grow your business.
And just to let people know, I mean, you're going to do this on your own, but if you type in Ardor SEO into Google, so definitely the first few links are obviously you, but the first one, Ardor SEO dash award-winning digital growth agency.
Hell yeah. That's us.
So, and so that's there. Now here's a question you've got under there. It says Chris Reed Jobs vegan SEO.
Yeah.
How did vegan SEO get to be one of those options?
Our biggest problem in our business growth is recruitment, which is why we have jobs so prominently on there. It's not getting customers. It's getting enough people to grow fast enough. Like we're constantly trying to work with headhunters to get us the best people. But also we try and do our best to work with sustainable businesses that, you know, help our planet. And, you know, the easiest way that anyone can help our planet not die is by, well, animal agriculture is the biggest polluter. So that we like to help our vegan friends.
Okay. So vegan SEO. Oh, so vegan digital growth specialist. Oh, that's Adele. That's who I spoke with.
Sure is. Sure is, Marvin.
All right. All right. Well, Chris, I know you, I want to thank you for, you know, for pushing through. I know it's got to be rough there having a voice starting to go. I've certainly been through that myself, so I understand. So I want to thank you for taking the time to do this. You still have to go and talk more because you're just starting your day.
Indeed, Marvin, you're right. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for watching and or listening to Podnuts Pro. And we have been speaking with Chris Reed, obviously from Ardor SEO. I will have in the show notes all of the links to everything we talked about, his website, the books that he mentioned from Mike Michalowicz. I'm actually going to go look for this one you mentioned, the Vision-Driven Leadership.
Vision-Driven Leader, Michael Hyatt, really great book.
Okay, I will find that as well. We'll put a link to that. And hopefully, folks, you will take a good look at Chris and what they're doing there. So head over to podnuts.com. For those of you that are new, Podnuts is spelled with a Z, PODNUTZ.com. Head to Podnuts Pro. You can see some of the back episodes there and check out the show notes. And that is going to do it for this episode. I'll be back soon with some other great shows. Remember, Corey Fruitman is going to be with us on Friday. And I hope we can do whatever. If you have any comments, suggestions, or questions on how we can help your business grow better, stronger, and faster, please send an email to marvin@podnuts.com. We are going to be out here, folks. And until next time, Allah.